We are now recording.
Okay, I have 1109. I'm going to call the Arizona Board of Technical Registration meeting to order Thursday, February 18th, 2021. And we'll begin with roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel?
Here.
Jack Gilmore?
Here.
Neil Jones?
Here.
Jason Foos?
Here.
Clarence McAllister?
Here.
Carmen Wyckoff?
Here.
Stephen Knoll?
Here.
Andrew Everode? Okay. We have a quorum with three vacancies.
Okay. We'll move on to policy matters. Review consideration of possible action on the following. The board may vote to enter executive session to review pursuant to ARS 38431.03A2 to discuss confidential information and ARS 38431.03A3 to receive legal advice. At this point, is there anyone that would move to enter into executive session?
Maybe talk to Scott first.
Do we need to do that?
Does the board, for general procedure, Mr. Chair, if I may, the board wouldn't necessarily need to go into executive session. We could certainly outline legally the procedure that the board will be following and answer probably a great many of the questions that the board may have. The executive session may be more geared towards the confidential information included in any resumes the board may have received.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. So, does anybody have any legal questions at this time?
Hi, this is Steve. I've got a question regarding the resumes in general. Was there, when this was sent out, did they explain what type of job it was and what the requirements for the job were?
Yes, this is Robert Stamm. The requirements, there was a posting on the state website that gave the basics of what the position entailed.
And what the responsibilities and...
Correct.
The director's requirements?
I don't know how in-depth. I'd have to look it up, but there was a posting that mentioned that, yes.
Okay.
Okay, maybe... Dr. Angel?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I was wondering if we could start with sort of a bigger process question. It seems to me like this is, a fairly big decision for the board. I don't know, over the last 30 years, we've had two executive directors. And I want to make sure that we're all on the same page on things like, do we really want to come out today with finalists for interviews, or should we keep the position open a little longer? Does it make sense to appoint an interim director, and what does that entail? I don't want to rush through this, and I don't know.
Okay, well, Dr. Angel, on that note, I'm going to advance this to item 3A1, potential appointment of a hiring committee. It sounds like you're asking for something a little more depth than us just sitting here today and making a decision. Correct?
I'm not asking. I think that's the way it should be, but I'd like to hear what others think. And I think, but maybe if we can start with the question of an interim director, Mr. Chair, because we do have one issue, which is the current director is retiring, in a month or so. So we need to have someone run the agency. Even if we were to start interviews today, we will need somebody to run the agency for a while. So is that where we begin?
Dr. Angel, Scott Donald, Board Counsel, would it be helpful if I explained a little bit of the process, perhaps to the board, to give kind of a bigger picture idea of what perhaps the board is looking at this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Certainly. With regards to the process, You're absolutely correct that the board doesn't do this very often. And the board does not have to make a rush decision, as you pointed out as well. In terms of a process, what the board could do would be to set up a hiring committee agendized under A1. And a hiring committee could consist of any number of individuals the board would like. There would be board members. And it could, for example, three board members who would be able to coordinate schedules. Those board members would be able to really look at any part of the process for the board, all the way from reviewing initial applications through conducting interviews to narrow it down to presenting the board with three or four final candidates that they believe are the most qualified. So a hiring committee, and a hiring committee could do any one or more discrete aspects of that. So it could take it all the way from looking at the resumes up through presenting the board with potential final candidates, or it could just review the resumes and then report back to the board. And the process could take, and in effect, typically for an agency, takes several months in order to give the board an opportunity to really vet candidates and find somebody that is appropriate. So the purpose of the agenda item for potential appointment of a hiring committee would be for the board to be able to set up a committee to take a focused look at this and then report back, either having individual meetings outside the normal board meetings or to simply come back at regular board meetings to present updates. In terms of an interim executive director, I can't speak specifically to who the board would want to appoint. I can, however, make one. It's not a recommendation. I can't make recommendations, obviously, but from what I've observed with other boards, typically, if there is an individual within the organization, such as a deputy director, who is taking on additional responsibilities, I have observed that the boards have typically increased the salary of that deputy director for the period they're covering those executive director functions to be more appropriate to what they're being asked to do. So in the event, I don't know what the board would want to do in terms of an interim executive director, but in the event that it finds that Mr. Stamm is currently performing those functions, I would suggest the board might want to offer Mr. Stamm a temporary increase consonant with what he'd be doing for the board.
Talk about money.
But that's simply my observation from other agencies of what has happened.
Thank you. On that one topic, Scott, is the right term? I mean, do we have any specific term that we have to use from state, you know, government, whether it's a difference between acting and interim, for instance?
I do not know that, Dr. Angel. I couldn't answer that off the top of my head. I suspect there's not going to be a huge difference functionally whether the board appoints an interim or an acting.
Mm-hmm.
I do know, however, that the board does need to have somebody who would be fulfilling that function, simply because there are functions that have to be done statutorily by an executive director. For example, when it comes to signing complaints and notices of hearing, they can be signed either by the executive director or the board chair. So it has to be one of those two. So as deputy director, Mr. Stamm would not be able to sign those unless he were an interim executive director.
Scott, this is Neil. What about, is it within our purview to hire an outside employment agency? I don't know what the right words are. Somebody that knows what they're doing, that can vet all these resumes and do what they do.
That I would have to come back to you with that one. I can tell you that that would be a question that may be appropriate for ADOA. That's not something I've seen typically. My understanding is that the board, the purpose the board reviews all of the applications, or whether as a board or as a
a hiring committee is because the board is the one making the decisions on the applicants. I don't know if the board could delegate authority to an outside group to review and potentially deny candidates. I can try to have an answer for that one by the meeting on Tuesday if the board would like.
I
suspect that is going to be also an ADOA question as well. I'm not sure if the board can go outside of the state's normal hiring processes in doing that.
So, Mr. Chair, what do you want to proceed with first? The committee, the interim appointment. I tell you personally, I feel like we should decide on the interim first, so we know how much time we have, and you know, sort of know that we don't have to rush the process.
I agree with that.
Chairman Jeff Gilmore, I like the idea of working with Robert Stamm. He knows staff, he knows us, and Melissa has made it clear, I think she's still going to be a resource for the board. So I'd recommend we stick with Robert.
Okay, so this conversation has moved into item 3A5, and if nobody has any objections, we'll just carry on to 3A5. Out of sequence, and then return to the next apparent appropriate issue. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're on 3A5. And Jack, please continue. I'm sorry if I cut you off there.
No, I think Dr. Angel said it first. I think we suggested that maybe Robert be a great candidate, and I agree. He knows the policies, he knows the staff, knows our board members, and I think Melissa's always going to be a resource to him if he's got questions. So I just soon give him a bump and let him be our interim director.
I would second that.
Well, guys, I think it would Melissa agree to do that? We don't know that yet.
Well, I understand that, but why not? I mean, and here's my thing. One, I think Robert is probably the most qualified person we'll find, Neil.
I agree with that, Alejandro. I'm just saying, will Melissa help us out? I hope so.
She will, but she will not have the title. I mean, we need someone. I mean, Robert or whoever it is will be able to ask Melissa for help and advice, but we need someone to be responsible for things. So I would agree that I would love for Rob to do it. I just don't know. I would like to ask him if he's willing to do it first before we volunteer.
That's the question.
Board members, this is Robert Stamm. I am up for it. I feel like I've been doing this for a while, honestly, taking control of a lot of stuff. But yeah, and I know who to ask, and I don't mind asking you guys. I've called Melissa, I've called Patty, I call you guys all the time. So if I don't know an answer, I know who to ask. I have Scott Donald. So I am up for the task. It's not ideal, obviously. I've just been promoted to deputy director without much training, but for interim for a couple months, I think I could do a perfectly adequate job, and I'm willing to do it.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And Scott Donald, in terms of, because I think it is appropriate to, you know, bump the salary. Do we have to decide at the board, or could we delegate that on the board chair or somebody to, you know, to negotiate terms?
The board would be able to delegate someone to discuss it with Robert, but then they would have to, it would still have to be a board decision to come back to. That may be something that would be appropriate to, if the board wanted to discuss that with Robert, to go into executive session under A5, but for confidential information, to discuss a temporary salary increase under the interim executive director position. In terms of making that happen, that would be an ADOA question. I think Kurt might need to check with ADOA on the process for actually accomplishing it once it's done, but the board would probably want to go into executive session under A5 and then determine with Mr. Stam, perhaps without the rest of us, without Kurt and I present, but with just executive session with the board and Mr. Stam.
Okay, a couple more questions, Scott, before we do that. I mean, one is, could we actually just, knowing that this is the direction the board wishes to move forward, could we agendize this on the overall board meeting next week, and at that meeting just have a clear proposal that would say, you know, interim director, and at that point we know what we want to offer salary-wise and who the person is for that spot, or what the board
recommendation is. Absolutely. As long as it's agendized 24 hours in advance, the board can discuss just about anything. So certainly, that we have a meeting coming up, we could agendize that item, and the board could then work that out with Mr. Stam at the meeting. Certainly.
Thank you. And second question is, do we really have the ability to negotiate salary? Because I know we've recommended salary adjustments, for instance, for Melissa in the past. But the decision for the director is ultimately, or has been, to the governor's office.
That's something I wouldn't have any control over, quite frankly. I've seen boards negotiate higher salaries for people regularly as part of their ongoing employment process, or in terms of retaining new individuals. And once the board has approved a higher salary, I'm not really sure that would be something that Kurt could talk to ADOA about, and that may be something that can be agendized as well for Tuesday for the mechanics of making that happen.
Okay, thank you. So my opinion quickly is, we could go to executive session, but I don't think we're going to get final resolution, because I would think if I were Rob, I would need to think about it, and we still need to check with ADOA and a bunch of people. I would suggest that, generally knowing which direction we want to move forward in, we have those inquiries happening between now and Tuesday, so that Tuesday we can make a motion for the appointment and the associated conditions.
Okay, so with that, I believe we did have a motion and a second at present, though, so would that be then the board would need to vote on that motion? The board could deny the motion for present and then pend the item until Tuesday if they would like.
So what was that motion again?
I believe the motion was to approve Rob as interim executive director.
Upon Melissa's retirement, right?
Yes, upon Melissa's retirement.
So that would be the effective date. The day she retires is the day he becomes the acting director, or interim director.
I think the motion might still be appropriate, and maybe we just add that, with the compensation adjustment to be determined at a later date, at our future meeting.
That sounds good.
So is that an amendment to the initial motion? So whoever made the initial motion, do they approve that amendment to it?
John, I think that's you.
Yep. All right. I'll make that amendment. Thank you.
And
I will second it. Herman will.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping us in order, Scott.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on the matter? Hearing none, I'll have Kurt do the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Motion carry unanimously.
Okay, so that concludes item 3A5. Does anybody have any particular item they'd like to move on to next? Is there a logical item here or a preference for an item?
I'd like to discuss the appointment of a hiring committee. I think that seems like a logical next step.
Okay, so we'll move to 3A1, potential appointment of a hiring committee. And with that, Carmen, I'll give you the floor.
Excellent. Well, I guess I think it's a good idea, especially if less than a full I would assume the idea is maybe would have a couple board members and a couple other folks so that we'd be less than a full quorum and be able to dive into all the resumes and discuss them. Is that how others might picture it?
I do. I wanted to ask Scott Donald, Scott, do all the members have to be board members in the search committee?
Yes, you would want, now you could have a staff member on the hiring committee that would be performing more of an administrative function, but you would need to have, there would be board members because they would be making decisions about technical candidates.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Clarence McAllister. I see that board as coming up with a short list of go through the resumes and interview them and come up with a short list of candidates.
And then bring maybe three to the full board to do a final interview, something like that?
Yeah, I would say 3 to 5, depending on how many we receive. I'm sure we're going to expect more resumes to come in as well.
This is
This is Robert
Stamm. I'm just going to add a couple things real quickly. I spoke with the nursing home board. They recently did this process, and they hired a committee, or they hired the created a committee of three members, and they chose three resumes and had to ask uniform questions. So they had to determine questions, narrow down to three was the way they did it. And then they had the interviews during a board meeting. As far as the position was closed, but it can be reopened. The position was closed because I believe I had to send you every resume that came in and for this meeting, therefore, if it was open, it would be hard for me to make sure you got all the resumes and everybody was considered. So I had to close before this meeting so that you could get every resume that had come through. So we could reopen if that's your wish.
Hey, Rob, I think to that point, I think it'd be beneficial to reopen it. And do one more thing. I'd like to reopen it for at least a couple of weeks, but also send a notification to the members of the board, or to the registrants, so that the position's open. They might know people either in professional associations or themselves who have an interest and a background that would be good for the board. So, you know, just make the advertise the position a little more, because I don't know how well known this was.
Okay.
That'd be my suggestion.
I would second that motion, Dr. Angel, that we open it up. I want to ask Scott. Scott, if we do reopen the position, how do we deal with any potential conflicts with, let's say, a staff member applying?
If a staff member on the Board of Technical Registration wanted to apply?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I don't know that there would necessarily be conflicts. Any staff member could apply for it. For example, Robert could apply for it if he wanted, and it wouldn't necessarily create any conflicts. He would want to minimize his activities with regards to other candidates. he would want to minimize his participation in the overall process, but I don't know that there would be any actual conflict created by it. I think that would just be a staff member interested in a different position within the board.
This is and this is Robert Stamm. I will not be applying, just FYI. So,
Robert, that's very helpful to know. And yeah, I think that's helpful for me because I think, as we've been talking about the committee, we could have three board members, and I'd like to have a staff member, you know, if not voting, at least to understand the process and talk to the board members, because we need a staff perspective in it. And I think someone like you would be appropriate as the interim director.
I'd like to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Dr. Angel, I agree.
Yep.
On that note, I would encourage, and I obviously I can't direct him to do anything, but I would encourage Doug Parlin to get involved if he's still available and willing. Just with his his whole career background, I think he's a very good. He's got a very good skill set for screening people, and I think that would be important. And he knows the job.
Good.
Yeah, good call. Yeah.
What do you think, Parlin?
Doug is in the room. Yeah, Doug's here.
I think it's a great idea.
So you're talking about you being the staff member on of the three on the committee of three. You'd be for the fourth.
Well, I think it would be very important for Rob to be on the committee.
Yeah, I would suggest both Rob and Doug to advise us from two different standpoints, if that's allowable.
And three board members.
So maybe we're getting closer to a motion for this part of it. Can I at least throw the outlines of it and see what everybody thinks? I think we're leaning towards appointing a hiring committee with three board members and two staff members. I would think the board members would be the voting members and the two staff members would be advisory. And we're thinking that would be Rob and Doug. That committee would be responsible for screening applications, determining interview questions, doing preliminary or initial interviews of candidates, and then recommending a short list of, you know, 3 to 5 candidates to the board for board interviews.
Would we have to do initial interviews or just review their resume?
I think there's a benefit to doing initial interviews.
I would highly suggest a screening interview. I think that, if I may, Dr. Angel, I think the committee also could set up a scoring rubric. When I've done public procurement in the past, it's had something like that. To help guide the board members.
10 questions, absolutely. 10 minutes. They're all the same. Every candidate gets the same one. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. Great.
I would offer this too. If there's Doug Kramer is also another person I think very highly of when it comes to the ability to screen folks. So if there's somebody sick or can't make it to a meeting, maybe we could add him as an alternate, or keep him in mind as an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mr. Chair, I think the other item is, you know, which board members would be in that committee. And I have a thought, Mr. Chair. I think we only have three members with current terms on the board. I'm sort of leaning that those should be the three members. And you know who you are.
Yeah.
I second that.
Me too.
Well,
you can't serve something, Neil.
I think at this point there's an announcement that I need to make, I was going to do it Tuesday, but I think it's important for this discussion, and that is that I have taken employment outside of the state of Arizona. I'm going to be moving up to Oregon March. I have to report March 9th.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Jason.
You didn't approve that. Get this approved
you didn't
by the
call, you didn't ask me. God dang it.
I did. You never listen to me, Neil.
I do too. Gosh darn.
What? So I'm in that position. I don't know that there's anything that actually prohibits me from participating. But just the general busyness of moving and wrapping everything up here, getting up there is a time constraining thing for me.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy the rain. It rains every day.
I kind of miss it.
Are you going to be an architect up there?
So,
are you going to be an architect?
I'm sorry?
An architect.
Jason.
So I'm in that position right now. So if there's any way that anybody can cover this, I would greatly appreciate it. But to that point, Alejandro, it probably looks better if we have an authoritative figure, or I don't know if authoritative is the right word there, but a sanctioned person, I guess.
Senior.
I wouldn't say that it's the end of the world, though. I mean, our board runs on extensions all the time. So, I mean, we vote all the time. We form a quorum with that same party, so.
Yeah. Hey, here's another question before we decide on that, and for Scott Donald. If we set up a committee, Scott, and right after we set up the committee, the governor appointed, you know, all the open seats or several of the open seats, could the board sort of, you know, reshuffle the committee or end it and create a new one?
The board has the decision making ability in this, and certainly, board, if three new members were appointed tomorrow, the board could invite them to constitute a new committee. The board could, if the board doesn't find an executive director, I don't believe there's any requirement on how quickly they have to find one. The board is able to take the process to its natural conclusion. So it's, if board members change, the board is welcome to modify their committee as well to meet their current requirements.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's so important that we can have the three existing members be on that committee. Because they won't, they shouldn't change, should they?
Right.
My term is up in June, so I don't know what that means. We all serve at the whim, I mean, discretion of the governor, so who knows, you know?
Well, who are you three right now?
Me, Carmen, and
who is Claire?
Clarence?
Okay. Clarence, is your term current?
No, I'm not. No, it's not. It's not. It's expired.
I think there was somebody that was appointed that we haven't met yet.
Oh.
I may be wrong about that.
We don't know about that. Jason, how would you know? We don't know. You know?
I guess I'm fabricating that then. So, yeah.
Yes, you are.
So I guess okay. Christians with three.
Well, looks like Carmen, three.
A committee of one.
So who are they?
Carmen, you're going to be a committee of one then. Looks like.
Yeah, I don't know who will be a committee of one. Thank you. Come join me. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Dr. Angel, I did want to make one clarification to my earlier legal comments regarding the ability of the board to change committees and all that. The board would want to be consistent in terms of treating the candidates. So as has been pointed out before, the board is going to want to have the same questions posed by the same people as much as possible to candidates. That's going to be more of an ADOA question, and there may be an ADOA representative present for a lot of that, but it is going to want to have consistency in terms of actually dealing with the candidates.
Thank you. I guess my Scott, but you said all the voting committee members have to be board members. I mean, they can't be like people in our L&R committee or other people from professional associations or anything else?
Ultimately, at the end of the day, it is the board's decision in terms of employment. The issue is going to come up if you have a candidate who feels that they were disqualified by somebody who is not a board member, the question of whether or not they would then have an employment-related legal action against the board is one that I can't answer at present, but the decision-making ability has been granted by legislature to the board, so realistically, the board should be making a decision.
I don't know why we couldn't have one person screen applications and say, this looks like a fit, this looks like a fit, looks like a fit. When you dovetail that with a stringent objective process where everybody is graded the same way, I mean, it's kind of a strong way to do it, just for planning purposes, to bring something to the board to vote on.
Now, the board, legally speaking, and again, this is, we're getting into ADOA territory as well, but legally speaking, certainly if the board is setting up a rubric, for example, saying the minimum qualification is you have to have at least an MBA in finance, then presumably there could be a screening process by which anybody who doesn't have an MBA in finance would be able to be screened. Because... my dog doesn't like that idea. Nash, dude. sorry about that. the issue is going to come in with the screening process, what the qualification the board feels is the minimum, and if it's something that's able to be applied directly across the board with regards to all the candidates.
Yeah.
So I'll use this example here. As we go through a stack of resumes, let's just say somebody that was an ASD certified auto mechanic applied. It's obvious that person is not going to be qualified from their long of experience in auto mechanics. So I think there's things that we can do to reduce the file to a communicatable standard or presentation to the board for decision making, and be objective in the process or maintain objectivity.
Okay, so
I see that at work here with the county, or somebody at the county does that, the interview.
Jason, I agree. I still think even if we whittle down the pile to and if we're going to reopen it, we will get more resumes. Say we whittled it down to 15. That's still a good chunk to sit at a board meeting and go through.
Yeah.
So I still like the idea of a committee. I think we as the board have to give direction to the committee as to what's important. So, for instance, I think we want to have... We want to have management experience, someone who's managed a staff of at least 5 or 10 people. We want someone who understands the Arizona legislative process or statutes. We want somebody who knows something about the technical professions, has had some exposure to technical professions, at least as a desirable qualification, maybe not a required qualification.
So in that light, Dr. Angel, really, we could set up some criteria for general screening to whittle it down for the committee, to whittle it down farther for the board. So the committee isn't looking at these just really off-base resumes where people just apply for jobs for the sake of applying.
Right. We got a bunch of those here.
Well, what was in the request for this position, though? Did we already say we needed to have this type of qualification, or was it just say this is a job that's open?
We listed.
There's a lot of people that are going to qualify.
Stephen, just to kind of put a little rest to the issue, when I get applications here at the county for land surveyor, I get applications from people that they don't even read the job description. They just apply because they know they can apply under, the Freedom of Information Act or public law or whatever. So there's always this group of resumes that's just so inapplicable, but the people apply just to make it through a kind of a cursory screening or an attempt to make it through a cursory screening process. That's the point of the cursory screening process, is to weed out anybody that's just far off base, that doesn't meet certain criteria, such as, I don't know, as Scott said, a degree, or as Dr. Angel said, some kind of legislative experience or things like that. You know, just core criteria to the job.
So this screening would be based on the resumes received, we would screen those and we'll move down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then interview those people.
Sorry, Jack.
You would interview everybody, just interview the people you screened and whittled it down.
Yeah, and the point I was trying to make, Stephen, is that we're going to see a lot of irrelevant resumes. It's just the way the public process works,
yeah.
Where people just apply. They apply for the sake of applying, and you get a lot of that driftwood in the process. So
yeah,
and I would see the committee as doing a sort of a two-part job. The first one is, you know, let's start, for instance, with the 30 resumes we got. I think, as Jason said, I would throw out of the 30 we got, there's something that I would even consider. Then the committee might want to have short interviews with those 10, or at least, you know, check references or whatever, to actually to them and narrow it down more for the board. Those are the two steps. I mean, one is, you know, separate resumes that with potential with those that don't. And then for those that have some sort of potential, just sort of rank them or
yeah. No,
take a second stab at them.
Yep.
Yeah, we got about seven that I thought were, a couple stand out, a couple of them stand out, the others are maybes, probably worth a second look.
Yep.
So I want to point out to everybody that we do the same thing all month when we look at engineering applications, architecture applications. It's an objective process where we evaluate if people meet certain criteria. It's the same thing.
Yeah. The one question I would have is, if we are going to re-advertise the job, could we or should we review the position description to make sure it fits what we need? Because I don't think any of the board members read it. At least I didn't. And maybe they consulted you, Jason, as chair or somebody, but we don't know what we're supposed to do. We want to make sure we, you know, maybe between now and Tuesday, we all review it and provide input. But then on the other hand, we already have people who applied to a position without any of those other qualifications.
So that's a decision that you have to make if we change the description. Because do we start over, or do we just carry on with what we have? And then you have that group that applied under certain circumstances. So that's a, you know, it's a something that we'd have to deal with if we started over. But I would say if we change the description, we have to change the process. Maybe we have to dispose of the existing applications, which I don't know if that's fair or not, or allowed or applicable. Here's a question. Talking about this stuff, where is our human resources support in this process? I mean, where is human resources for the state? Why aren't they in this meeting or engaged in this?
This is Robert Stamm again. I reached out to human resources to post a position. They ran it by me. It was a pretty basic description for an executive director, but more applicable to our board. They can make themselves available when necessary for board meetings to make sure that you go over the proper questions. They can make themselves available if we give them notice. But I don't think it's a ton of help, to be honest.
So I would like to task you, Rob, with this.
Okay.
Please reach out to HR and let's see if we can answer Alejandro's questions. If we change the description,
okay,
what are we obligated to after we change the description? I mean, what's our step? What's our guidance?
Okay, I will find that out.
Yeah, yeah. And then hopefully you could report on that on Tuesday, if it's possible.
We'll add it to an agenda.
Well, in the meantime, guys, I'd like to see what we sent out, because I didn't see it.
They went to the link, but it's been taken down.
I've got the state HR needs to be involved throughout the process to make sure that we follow the rules and there are nobody complains after the fact. We're not experts at this.
Yeah, I agree, Clarence. Thanks for offering that too. I assume that they are. I mean, if Rob is talking with those folks, I'm sure they're involved in the process, and I'm sure that the description is at least minimally adequate. The reason that we see goofy resumes is it's just part of the process.
It is. Every job we've ever posted, we get completely inapplicable resumes. It's part, and it's also part of claiming unemployment is just showing you've applied to a position as well. So we are going to be getting a lot of applications just for the sake of applying. Plus, you apply 90 times, you might get one interview. So it's going to be inevitable no matter what happens. We might be able to set a minimum screen. I'll find out if you guys only want to, for example, review current executive directors or deputy directors, executive directors from the state. We could possibly make that a minimum requirement. I believe there were quite a few executives or deputies that applied as well. So we could look into like a certain screener like that, if you would like.
That's a great point, Rob. And now that you mentioned that, we did that at the county. We have our HR, or we have the opportunity for our HR to objectively adhere to certain criteria. And one of those might be current, in our case here, current executive director or assistant director, something. But that would eliminate some of the frivolous ones. HR does it in the objective way. So they have the ability to screen things objectively with certain criteria. That's an ideal tool for us to leverage, I think.
Our HR uses a term called shortlisted, so I'm not even sure if we received. I got 30 shortlisted resumes, and I think they use a basic criteria to weed out even more inapplicable. So if you think 20 applications shouldn't even have made it through, he may have even screened 50 more than that. It's possible. So I'll find out a little more about the process, but I could add certain screening criteria, such as a minimum of a bachelor's, and which I think there was, but there may be something we could add more if you guys, like executive or deputy director, state experience, stuff like that.
That sounds good, Rob. I'd encourage you to find out as much as you can by Tuesday on that.
Well, guys,
we'll agendize this on the board agenda so that we can talk about it specifically.
Well, my two cents is I don't know if we should limit it to executive directors or assistant directors of other agencies in the state. There could be some outliers out there that, you know, would be a good fit for us. I don't know who they are at this point, but I'm not sure we should limit it that, but I know that when I reviewed these, I was looking for very specific things, and as Alejandro mentioned, you know, experience with the state legislature, attorney general's office, investigations, rule making, all that stuff are important to this position. So that's
There may be a way to quantify those things. It might not be exactly the way you said it, like legislative experience, but there may be a way to identify that somehow through an objective way. I don't know. Legislative experience is probably a bad example, but we say executive director. That doesn't necessarily mean just in Arizona. That could be from any state or any jurisdiction, I would imagine. So if somebody from, I don't know, Kansas wanted to come here, maybe the Kansas executive director that we see at the NCES wanted to show up, that would meet those criteria. So it wouldn't just be people from Phoenix.
I think that makes the difference between desirable qualifications and minimum qualifications. I do think, for instance, that a bachelor's degree could be a minimum qualification. But being a, you know, or experience working at a state board or organization, that could be a desirable thing. That's a benefit, but maybe not a requirement.
I was going to say to Jason, I was going to say to you, Oregon picked you, so you must have done something right.
I used you as a reference.
they did call. That's why you got the job.
Thanks for not answering.
So how about this? Can we ask Rob or someone at staff if you can send the position description to the board members, and we review it by Tuesday in case we have any minimum qualifications to add?
Right, Scott, how should I proceed? Should I just add it to the board agenda, or can I send it individually?
It's something that, and this I'm considering under suggested topics for future meeting agendas. For Tuesday's meeting, you could certainly get the answers to these questions or try to get these answers for the board, depending upon how quick ADOA HR is in getting back to you. It's information you could certainly provide to the board ahead of the meeting. You could provide it as sort of an amendment to the board packet. There simply wouldn't be able to be any back and forth discussion regarding it. So board members wouldn't be able to reply back to you, reply all, any of that. But you could get the information and provide it to them as an amendment to the board packet and agendize it for a discussion of these general hiring process, the board to be able to review and make decisions regarding, take possible action regarding the hiring process, development of job qualifications, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like we've got a little bit of a task list for Rob. We haven't decided on a committee yet, I don't believe. So maybe this is the time.
Could we do that on Tuesday as well?
Yeah, we can kick it down to future topic. We'll do it on Tuesday.
I think we could if there's any new information that will come on between now and Tuesday. But I don't know. If nothing new is going to come in, Jack, maybe take care of it now so we don't have a huge agenda on Tuesday.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve. Well, what's the chance of the chair still being on that committee? Is that a possibility? I mean, we're looking at three people, and then two of those are running out of their eligibility. So we have Carmen, but then who else?
Technically, I'm up, I think, in September. So I think at this point, whoever wants to join should just join.
The committee doing its job by June. I mean, we don't want to go, right? We don't want to go a year without a director.
We're not going to get the best applicants, too, if we move to
So, Kurt, we've seen a couple months. I would hope.
So I guess the question I probably need to ask Scott is, Scott, is there any prohibition from me acting on this board when I'm no longer a resident of Arizona?
Mr. Asher, that is a question that is beyond anything I've run across before, and in anticipation of it, with the way the discussion was going earlier, I took the board statutes. And interestingly, in the board statutes, there's not a specific prohibition on that. It's that the state board is established consisting of members who are appointed by the governor as follows.
there doesn't appear to be. Okay, well,
if you'd have to be 25 years of age,
under 32-103, you would have to have been a resident of the state for at least 3 years immediately preceding appointment. I would assume legally that as soon as you are no longer a resident, you would no longer meet the qualifications of 32-103. That would be my presumption. So I would assume that as soon as you transfer residence, you are no longer eligible to be on the board. But at what point would you be transferring residence?
March 9th is my report date up there, so it's been several weeks away. Would there be any...
A member of the board shall have been a resident 3 years immediately preceding appointment, and Jason was preceding appointment. It doesn't say that he needs to continue to be a resident during the term.
And
you're going to keep your license, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Angel, I would not necessarily be prepared to argue against that interpretation because, quite frankly, the statute does say for at least 3 years immediately preceding, and it is up to the board to interpret their own statutes. At the same time, that may be one that I would want to have an answer on Tuesday for, so I can run it up the ladder, because something in my gut tells me that the intent of that statute, there's a presumption that you remain a resident of the state.
So let's look at the lesser of two evils. Let's say that that I would continue on. I'm out of state. Is that a worse image than somebody that is an extended member? So, I mean, I kind of look at it that way at this point until Scott gets a definitive answer.
I think you're right, Jason, that regardless of what the answer is, having someone who's considered out of state is probably not the best light. And a lot of what the board is doing right now is about optics, not whether you can be objective or not. So as much as I'd love you to be on the committee, it might not be the best idea in my mind.
I would agree. So
here's one thought, and again, trying to make sure that we have people who represent what the public would want to do. I know Andy's not on the call today, is he, Everode?
He is not.
Okay, I know his term has expired, but he is a public member. I mean, he's representing the public on the board. I would think that gives more transparency than trying to have others. So I would think Carmen, Andy, and I don't know if there's a third. And maybe we need to wait till Tuesday, given that we don't have some of those answers, whether Andy would be willing. But I would volunteer him as the second member, or nominate him, not volunteer.
It makes a lot of sense to have the public member. You're right, Dr. Angel. What I would suggest, if everybody's up for it, is if we can send around that description from last time and everybody gives their comments back by, end of weekend, then maybe Rob, myself, and Doug could help, draft something for everybody to review on Tuesday. I'm afraid the longer we don't repost this, it's a hot economy right now. I don't want to take months when somebody slips through our fingers that we like.
Yeah. I agree. I think, Carmen, we could definitely send Rob or you individually our thoughts on minimum qualifications that we would like to add. And then
why don't you send it to Rob to make sure that we don't do any weird email quorum. And then Rob and Doug, if it's possible Monday afternoon to have a Zoom with me. And we can kind of draft something up for everybody else, because that'll consolidate our time on Tuesday. You guys can just get feedback, vote, done.
Yep. I think that's a great idea. And then we also need to decide whether we can repost and what happens to the current resumes. But at least we would have a revised position description if we wanted to do that.
Great.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. That's why it jumped down.
I mean, okay.
Page to me.
Do we feel like we've concluded the topic of appointment of a hiring committee?
Well, we got two out of three. It'd be nice to figure out who else. I mean, does anybody on the board have an interest in being in that committee? Beyond the two we've identified. I'll be honest. I think it'd be good to have an engineer in that committee since it's such a big part of the board, but I don't want to be in it, and I don't think I'd be a good member of it.
Well, why not? Mike, you'd be great, Dr. Angel.
No. I don't think so.
I think Stephen would be a good one.
There you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it. But I'm getting close to 9 years or something. Seven years.
I'm seven.
Good. That means you know what you're looking for.
If that's not a problem, I'll do it.
Great.
Thank you. Yay! I'm not voted on.
And I think maybe I would suggest that we postpone the motion until Tuesday when Andy has a chance to think about it. And I do think that might be the way we're moving.
He doesn't know. Well, that's what he gets for never showing up.
Yeah.
All right, so this is not a motion then? Why not?
We'll still get our notes to Rob this week by the end of the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
So we can't make a motion because Andy's not here to defend himself?
We can nominate him in the motion, and if he really doesn't want it, we'll replace him.
That's true.
With Alejandro. That's a good idea. Okay.
No. Well, so let me make the motion. Which is that we appoint a committee of the board with Carmen, Steve, and Andy as the board members, voting members, and then two board staff members, which at this time we were thinking would be Rob and Doug Parlin, but who could be replaced with another staff member as necessary. That we appoint that committee with screening resumes and conducting preliminary interviews to bring finalists to the board at a later date.
Great. We'll second that.
Go ahead.
Sorry. This is Kurt Winter. Do you want to delegate anything else, such as drafting of interview questions, or just maybe a more general thing, just saying whatever's required of them?
Yeah, I think more towards the latter, Kurt. We, the board, will have interview questions that we'll need to come up with for the finalists. But I think for the preliminary screening, the committee should develop the questions and the process.
And Dr. Angel, if I may, would that be, when you say for finalists, would that be in the 3 to 5 finalist range? Or do you have an idea of how many finalists you'd like to present to the board?
Yeah, I'd love to have 3 to 5.
Unless there's just so many good ones, it'll be more than that, but that should be sufficient.
Yeah, I think more than 5. I mean, I don't think we need more than 5 to come up.
Okay. I don't know if you guys can see my screen that I'm sharing.
Yep.
Okay. And just want to make sure that looked good to you. As you said.
Looks good to me.
Yeah, I'm good with it, Kurt.
Okay. Who's the second on this one?
I will. Second.
Okay.
Kurt, can I make one clarification to that paragraph? My understanding of the motion was that it would also include other actions as necessary to conduct the initial interviews. So if there's something the board hadn't thought of, if there's something the committee hadn't seen,
all necessary activities to select 3 to 5 finalists, to recommend 3 to 5 finalists to the board.
Hey, you guys, can some of us that aren't on this five-member committee offer our opinions of what we think of what we the 30 that we have that here are my...
Yes, please.
Okay.
It actually, I'd appreciate it ahead of sitting down with Rob on the new description, because knowing kind of what caught your eye might help with the description.
But
Dr. Angel's given me evil eye.
Applicants or more the qualifications in the profile that we saw?
What is specific applicants or just qualifications for you?
You're
asking if you were talking about specific candidates or just the qualifications
specific
you
saw. Specific candidates.
Well, the board is... the board is agendized for that, but can I suggest we the board may want to complete the motion that they're presently in, and then they would certainly, if unless I misunderstand, if the board would then like to discuss some of the applications that they reviewed, the board would be free to do that.
We have to do that under executive session?
Yes, all of the resume information is confidential at present.
Yeah.
But we need to vote on this motion first.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Dr. Alejandro Angel?
Aye.
Jack Gilmore?
Aye.
Neil Jones?
Aye.
Jason Foose?
Aye.
Clarence McAllister?
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff?
Aye.
Stephen Knoll?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Just if I may, Kurt, there is also, unless I'm missing something, there appears to be another motion that actually was seconded and is on the table to reopen the job opening for 2 additional weeks. There wasn't a vote on that motion, was there?
No, and I didn't know if it was an actual motion or just a recommendation or...
Scott, and I don't know that we made it as a motion, because we wanted to confirm that it would be...
Right.
Okay to reopen and change the qualifications and what the implications might be. So that might be maybe an item for Tuesday. It's whether to reopen and modify the job description.
Okay, and I just asked because it looked like it had been moved and seconded, but in that case, if it was moved and seconded, can I just ask that there be a quick aye or nay vote? There wouldn't have to be a roll call, and the board could vote it an aye and just shift it off to Tuesday. That would be fine.
Okay. I'm a nay. I think we should talk about that Tuesday after we understand the implications.
Do you guys just want me to do the roll call and make this easy?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, Dr. Alejandro Angel?
Nay.
Jack Gilmore?
Nay.
Neil Jones?
Nay.
Jason Foose?
Nay.
Clarence McAllister?
Nay.
Carmen Wyckoff?
Nay.
Stephen Knoll?
Nay.
All right. Motion failed.
But we can ask staff to bring it up to include in the agenda for Tuesday.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Along those lines, Stephen, Doug, and Rob, is there any chance you guys are all available at 11 on Monday? So maybe chat about a new description?
11 a.m. on Monday. Was that correct, Carmen?
Yeah.
I am.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm good.
Sweet. Zoom is coming. Thank you.
All right.
So what's happening at 11?
We're going to review everybody's comments back to Rob, because everything's due back over the weekend. And then we're going to draft what we want people to comment and vote on Tuesday.
Ooh, is that
in a little more detailed job application.
Is that going to be enough time?
Description.
if we do Monday and we want to vote on something, need to have it open on an agenda.
I can add it to the agenda, and whatever you guys are going to describe, the details or whatnot need to be shared with the board before the board meeting begins so everybody can see it. If one board member comes to the meeting and hasn't reviewed it, I don't think he can review it at all. Okay. So we just had to make sure to get that information to them beforehand.
So we'll have to get it. Okay, we'll agendize it so that it's there, but then we will have to send it prior to the meeting. Okay?
So hopefully, Rob, will be really productive, and you can send it out at noon on Monday. And
that's the goal.
Okay.
Perfect.
I like this goal.
Okay, so have we concluded A1, the potential appointment of a hiring committee? I think we've taken it as far as we can. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on to review of applications and selection of candidates to be interviewed by the board. Is this item applicable after the things we've talked about this morning?
I would say no. And Neil, I know you went through the applications and so did I, but do we taint the process if we start commenting on them, and isn't that what we delegated to the committee?
Well, I think we have a committee, but we all have opinions.
You should be in the committee, man.
So should you. We should have our own committee.
The shadow committee.
The shadow committee.
And unless somebody thinks it's not a good idea, I would suggest Neil just shoot over his ideas to maybe Rob to share with the committee on who caught his eye. And if anybody else feels strongly,
yeah,
the committee should take that into account.
And I would offer this too. As we develop, we probably shouldn't be looking at resumes just to avoid any perceptions of singling out a particular person or their qualifications. So I would avoid any discussion on any of these resumes at this point.
Yeah, I think my point is it's fair to talk about what you like for qualifications, but specific people, I don't know. And so I'll speak for myself. I like the ones that have had experience in state issues in Arizona, ones that have managed people, professional organizations where they have to keep multiple members and interests happy. And I was actually fairly dismayed that there was nobody who really had a really deep knowledge of our profession. So that's part of the reason I'd like to open it, because I think that's important.
I was pretty surprised by that, too. There's no one.
You do that, yeah.
Okay. I have no further comments. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add? Hearing nothing, we'll move on. We'll close item A2, and we'll move on to A3, if it's still applicable. The topic is review of interview questions and selection of questions to be used during the executive director interviews. I think that perhaps we've covered that already in the screening process, but I would say it might be considerable to move that up to the Tuesday meeting also. Am I off base with that, or does anybody see any merit having that on the agenda for the Tuesday meeting?
Thanks very much, Yoke. I think those are some things we could share with Carmen and Rob this weekend.
Are you saying, Jason, actually discuss questions? I don't know if we can do that. It's an open meeting law. An applicant could be on the phone.
So that would actually, if I can jump in for a second, that would be done in executive session for confidential information. We would be able to discuss questions they would like to pose to candidates.
Okay.
So one question, if we're going to first have a committee, the committee will come up with its own questions. I'm sure we can provide input to the committee.
Right.
But they will have to come up with their own questions. And the questions for the finalists might depend on who those finalists are when we see the resumes. And it also seems like it's less urgent now that we are going to restart the search a little bit. So I don't have a problem doing that Tuesday, but I wonder if it's
I'd agree, Dr. Angel. You'd get a much more robust interview if it's customized to the 3 to 5 finalists once we have those ready for the board.
So I think I'm hearing that there's no tasks or actions that we're going to take on free today that we already haven't. There's nothing really to discuss any further on that subject, correct?
Okay with me.
I'd agree.
Okay. All right. So let's close out item A3, and we'll go to A4. Discussion of the interview selection process. The discussion of possible action may include the selection of a date and time for conducting interviews. Again, I think we've covered preliminary steps here. If anybody has any further discussion on this item, I'll open it up now. If not, we can just conclude the item and carry on.
I think we can move on.
Okay. So that leads, that closes policy matters, item 3. Future board meetings, we've got February 23rd, 2021, which is Tuesday, and we'll go to item 5, which is suggested topics for future meeting agenda. I would like to, I don't know if I want to do that yet. Does anybody have anything that they would want to see on Tuesday's agenda that hasn't been already discussed?
I'd like, I don't know if this needs to be agendized, Jason, but I would like to get an answer from the AG's office to the question about whether you need to be a resident to continue to serve as a board member, because I think we addressed that for the committee, but given that we have such a limited quorum these days, it's important to know if you can continue to serve for a bit or not.
I think it is, and I was kicking that around in my head 30 seconds ago, and I'm glad you brought it up. So, Scott, if you're willing to grab the reins on that and
yep.
see if we can get the answers for Tuesday, we greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else? I think I have another question for Scott, too, and that is if the current executive director is for some reason not able to work or report to work, can we appoint the interim director, or do we need to appoint the interim director before we do any of the formal actions we talked about today?
Well, the interim director would need to be appointed before he would be able to take any of the acts that would be the executive director's role. Now, as to what all of those would be, I couldn't say specifically. Certain things would only be able to be done by the executive director or the board chair, signing complaints.
So the board chair is the alternate to the executive director now for administrative things, right?
Yes, the board chair is, although there are certain functions I'm not aware off the top of my head, for example, when it comes to paying rent for office space or something like that, I'm not aware if the board chair can sign the checks the way an executive director could. There may be some functions that you truly do have to have an interim appointed, or else they simply won't be able to get done. I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, but I will look into that as well for the board.
Okay. Rob, do you know what the executive director's last date is? Has that been solidified yet?
I believe the date I was given was March 5th.
So it's sooner than later. So I guess probably any concerns I have are probably just kind of washed out with the timing. So we're not looking at months here. We're looking at a few weeks. So the landlord can wait for the rent. Okay, so, and that was a suggested topic. I was trying to get to a suggested topic, but I don't think I got there, so I don't have anything else. Does anybody have anything to offer?
Can I just get clarification on what you all want me to do?
I'm looking in. I'm telling you what I have written down is that I'm going to look into how changing the description of the position affects the 30 resumes we've received. Right. I'm going to look at the screening requirements, that how we can set those, and then send a description of what the job posting was, so that you know what we posted and why we got what we got. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does. And I know Kurt records these, so if you have any questions,
I'll review
the minutes. But that sounded applicable to me, Rob.
Okay.
This is Kurt Winter. When are you going to be leaving the state, Foose?
It'll definitely be, it'll be no later than March 9th. It might be a little bit earlier than that.
Okay. Based on the question that you posted to the AG, should we be posting voting for a new chairman on the next board meeting? Based on the answer that Scott gives us.
Yep.
Yeah,
to be agendized as well. Yes.
Right.
Get ready, Conman.
No. I preemptively volunteered for the other committee.
Your secretary. You can move up.
Yeah, but you're the only legal member we have, aren't you?
Maybe.
Good answer.
Sorry, my phone's cutting out.
Yeah.
I'll pose it this way. May the best architect win.
and that is also, I hate to do it, but that is also beyond the scope of today's agenda.
Thank you. Okay, so I think we've made it to the point of adjournment. I'd like to thank everybody for participating today, and I will see everybody Tuesday. And look forward to our task force over the week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.